Shanti, good morning. So, just before we start, little preparation for this afternoon, so that we are all aware. This afternoon we go to Baba's Rock and we have a silent afternoon. This morning is more conversational and this afternoon will be more silent. And tonight we will also have evening? A good night evening will be in the meditation room. So we will also have a silent good night. All right. So today we have our senior coming. Krishna Bhai will come. And before we... So did you bring your own body to the Murli? Did you stay awake and took notes of the points? Because we are going to share a little bit about the today's theme is Raja Bacha. I am a royal child. I have rights. As Baba's child, I pick up a point from the Murli, for example. Baba spoke about being to recharge. He was talking about batteries being discharged and recharged. So, for me, as an example, one of the points I take is I have a right to. After having completely come down the ladder, being discharged, no more energy, you know, feeling depressed and heavy, I have a right to come up. I have a right to recharge and have more energy. That's my right, and I don't need to plea and ask Baba to give me something, because that's my right. So Baba is giving this to me. So, for now, I want you to, we are going to share. So if you can all stand up everybody, and find someone you have never talked to up to now. Go in pairs, just in pairs, find someone you have not talked to yet, and you are going to sit for a couple of minutes and share your Murli points, what you have taken notes. Off you go. Find someone. Yeah, okay, so you can sit down, or if you want to stay standing up, it's okay, but you can sit down. Find a cushion if it is more comfortable. You can stay on chairs if you prefer. No problem. Bring out your notebooks. So we have 10 minutes until 10:22. Okay? So share each time. So one first, you share your points. What stood out from the Murli today as Raja Bacha. So you share in pairs the points you have taken down from the Murli. Share with your partner. Okay, why have you chosen this point? So why did you choose this point? And what does it mean to you? So whichever chair is still empty, you can fill it up and sit on it. Yeah, those who would like to sit on the floor, please do so. Okay, thank you. You can finish your sentence and now. All right. Thanks. Okay. So was it interesting? It looked interesting. Yeah, good sharing. So what came out from your conversation? Any new insight? Anything that you didn't think about? Or the point you took maybe now has more meaning, more depth? Anyone would like to share what you shared between in pairs? Anyone?
Om Shanti. So one of the points that we shared, and I really liked from today's Murli, is that I'm a living, walking, talking battery. And I have to keep in attention that I'm not making any mistake which, you know, discharges my battery. Also, I have to connect again and again in the day back and forth with Baba to keep my battery up and full. As well as Baba said about the battery, like, you know, when we are connecting the battery with Baba, we are going one step closer to the Satopradhan stage. And if the battery is not properly plugged in, even if we think that we are sitting in meditation, but it is still not getting charged, so we need to keep an attention to keep it full.
Thank you. So how to keep the battery charged and not letting it discharge. Anyone else?
One of the points was seniority doesn't come with the amount of time you spend in Dhyan, but the amount of practice you do and meditation you do. So this point is important to me because I don't feel insecure. I don't feel insecure in front of senior brothers saying that they are senior, I am not. Because I might do more yoga than them. So this point is important.
And we know each other for a long time. We know each other for a long time. I know you for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else would like to share a point?
So one thing that my point was paying attention during Murli. So although Baba said that although we are coming to Murli class, attending the Murli, but if our mind wanders around, we lose it out. So even the understanding what Murli is, if we lose it out, with my understanding what Murli is, it doesn't make sense. So what to do to improve on that? We discussed that since Amritvela precedes the Murli, we can make it a firm point towards the end of the Amritvela that, okay, today's Murli, I will pay full attention to overcome that weakness of not paying full attention during the Murli.
Use Murli points and see what is a weakness and how I can improve on that, yes. It's true, the Murli has quite a capacity to, I'm not the Murli, it's me, who to just forget, just goes in and it's already out. Oh, what did...
Om Shanti. So as Brother Louis said, it's our right to become sensible. As now, in Kali Yuga, we become insensible. It's our right to be sensible. And being a Raja Bachcha, Baba has specially come down for us Bachches, right? So it's our right to use Baba in whatever problems we have. For example, even in Laukik, if your dad is really close to you and you have got into a very big mess, you, even if your dad is really busy in a meeting, you would still go to him with the right that, come on, help me, I'm in trouble. So with that sense of authority, you can always call Baba, because now is the only time he's there to help you in every single thing you do. And but with that being said, you also have to follow the maryadas that come with being a Raja Bachcha. If Baba says, Bachcha sleep at 10, then you have to sleep at 10. Baba says, wake up at Amritvela, that's when I come to help you. So you have to wake up at Amritvela. We can't sleep at 3 and wake up at 10 a.m. and then say, Baba, help me. So yeah, that was my point.
So who went to bed after 10? Okay, anyone else would like to share? The back, yeah. Brother?
I really liked the blessing, which was about serving. mix from Hindi to English. Serving with an unlimited awareness, the way Brahma Baba did, where he never had the attitude of saying he was too busy. Sometimes just the feeling that we have that we are too busy, we have a tight schedule, is already kind of a limited awareness, and when we open ourselves up and we say and we're ever ready, the opportunities open up as well. So yeah, this is something that touched me.
All right. Any more? Sisters? At the back? The younger ones? Any points burning?
Om Shanti. I also liked Baba talked about the balance today. That in every action, while we are performing it, also keep a consciousness that, you know, you are a soul. So the balance of meditation or yoga and the action is important, and that is what is called Karma Yogi.
All right, thank you. I remember a moment which was important for me when I realized that pleading doesn't work for me anymore as a method to get something or to feel better about myself. And that was an important moment because I realized that actually it's not, it changed my relationship with Baba in a way and how I relate to efforts. Realizing that actually I don't need to ask, I don't need to plea, I'm not a beggar, I am the child who has a right, and therefore I don't need to pity myself. I can stand up and claim my rights. Simply. As simple as that. Alright. One very last point. Someone would like to share?
So I like the bully point this morning on the Baba came to unlock our intellect. So before I knew Baba, I was like my mind in the darkness. So I was in the ignorance. So imagine that we are in the room and locked up in the room. How we feel frustrations and we want to go out. We want to experience freedom. So when someone comes and unlocks the door, we are happy, right? Go out. The same, the intellect was in ignorance, in darkness. When someone sheds the light, we feel happy and we get transformed to the new life, which is the freedom also. So I like this point.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. That was very, very beautiful. Beautiful point. Okay. So now I hand over to Asi.
Om Shanti. So now I'd like to welcome our brother Krishna to join. So Krishna Bhai is one of the hidden jewels in Madhuban, and you might recognize him from Sunday Dosa, which I feel it's a beautiful example of how this soul claims a right, because it's not his duty to make dosa on Sunday, it's his love. And this is a small token of our love and appreciation. So, yes, so Brother Krishna had visited Israel maybe how many years ago? Three years ago. And that was a great joy. And so for many years you've been in charge of the kitchen in Pandav Bhavan, right? And then I remember how we would find him at some points and just have a chit-chat with him over the lunch table, and he would share his amazing yoga experimentation. And then some years ago, you received a new duty and you went to Shantivan to help Dadi Ratan Mohini with the personal administration. So that means all the surrendered brothers and sisters in India? In India, Nepal and Bangladesh, all the surrendered brothers and sisters. Okay. So also the surrendered sisters who are abroad and from India, like Mohini Ben. Oh, that's new. Okay, so now we have the fortune of hearing from him. So he still has the bhavna for serving food with love. This is why he comes on Sunday. So it's like personal decision to do that. So if you have the chance to go for breakfast on Sundays in Pandav Bhavan today. Oh, we missed today. Okay, so maybe I think we missed traffic control. We can have traffic control now and then hear from our brother.
Om Shanti. Now, next exercise. When you are chanting Om, you feel that I am a point of light. At that time, you feel that the light is sparkling and I am experiencing peace, Shanti, when you are chanting. Okay? You feel better, first one or second one? Which one you feel better, first one or second one? Second one. Very good. Next, third exercise. When you are chanting Om, Om, you know, in Hindi, in Sanskrit, you are writing it. In corporeal world, subtle region, corporeal world. Then I am coming down from subtle regions to incorporeal world. There you feel Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. Okay? Then I am showing the design, you know. You have to go in that regions. Okay? Watching design or practicing? Okay? Now there is no necessary to chant by you. I am going to chant. Then you practice Mulvatan, subtle regions, corporeal world. Then next, so you have to go back because you are Raja Bachche, na? When you know this exercise easily, then only we will become Raja. Sadarshan Chakratari. Okay? So then, in Christianity and Muslim culture also they are using this one, you know. In each and every mosque they are putting this symbol of the moon and dot star. So that is Bab Dada. Okay? Very simple. Liking. And next exercise, same. When you are chanting Om, you have to bring your friends and relatives, those who are in sorrow or in a helpless or patient, you bring that soul, you wash their face and you wash their point of light. And when you are saying chanting Shanti, you feel that their peacelessness turning into peace. They are now becoming happy. Because this is not ordinary place where you are sitting here and this is the right posture while you are doing tapasya. This is a good posture. While you sit in this stage, then automatically you can go in the intoxication stage, depth stage. Okay? So, what is the theme? you have to bring your friends or relatives, okay, in front of you, you watch their face. Then when I am going to give chant, you can also chant Om Shanti, otherwise you can take this sound as a support to you. Then you watch their face, in their forehead you are watching their soul, Om Shanti, then you are giving vibrations to that soul. Then their peacelessness face, you are patient, they are turning towards peaceful soul. It's a beautiful exercise. Half an hour, 1 hour only you can use this Om Shanti exercise. Very different types. Today's Murli itself you can practice. Okay? Ready? You know the theme? Om, you have to bring your friends or relatives. Afterwards, 1 hour, 2 hours after, you call them, you can check with them. They feel that some at the time of half an hour before, I feel when some angel had came and given some vibrations to me. Okay, it is very real effect of this Mansa Seva. Okay? Back to Om Mandali. You know in Om Mandali, Om chanting, how they are singing. Anyone knows? Can anyone sing? Okay, this also you can practice. Five stages are there. You can practice this one. You will go in very deep intoxication. And this Om Mandali, when Baba and Mama, when they are chanting this Om Mandali, at that time, Om chanting, so many people are, those are walking on roads, they are standing and listening their Om chanting. When I visit so many countries, nearly 15, 16 countries, our sisters are saying, don't use Om Shanti. Don't say Shiv Baba, don't say Brahma Baba in the public meetings. Even in their Israel also. So their restrictions are there in Spanish countries everywhere. So okay. I am a peaceful soul. Then they are going to translate in Jewish or Israel, in Spanish or somewhere. They are translating in their languages. Afterwards I am going to say, call or chant. Om Shanti. When I am going to ask public, which is good for you, first one or second one? Everyone says, second one is very good, second one please. Then I am watching like Ashi. She is saying, yes, you can start. The basic knowledge is very necessary nowadays. Everyone is liking, and when I came here, I am watching all of you thinking about Murli. Murli is a magic, so you can do so many miracles at that one. Especially in Murli, you can create your own what is commentary. So while you are listening the murli, you write one side for Atma what Baba says, for Baba for Mahatma what Baba says. While you are taking breathing exercise, it is very beautiful. Now in South India, so many murli classes in the murli translations in the different books they are preparing this one. At that time you have to recollect today's murli, what Baba says on soul. When you are leaving the air, exhale. Okay? At that time you have to think what Baba says today about the Supreme Lord. So then automatically, yesterday what is the blessings? Baba's blessing? Vardhan. Day before yesterday, correct? So those who are having remembrance of that day blessing, they are become Arjun. Those who are forgotten, I am not going to use that word. So in the Mahabharata there is two characters, one is Arjun, the second one is Karna. Karna is forgetting their blessings, means Vardhan. Arjuna is always recollecting Vardhan. So we too also to become Arjun. So yesterday, what is the blessing? Very good, Antarmukhiva. Day before yesterday, light made bhava. So then I am going to start walking. Left, right, instead of left, right, I started LM, light, might. Then immediately we will recollect the Vardhan the whole day. Whenever I am watching anyone, when I am getting anyone in thought, so we are going to give that blessing to them. Then only we will become Raja Bacche. So the topic is very nice, but while I am watching you all the teen here, so I am recollecting my teenage days. So at that time I was worked in along with Narendra Modi and the Vice President. It is a team of us. So at that time we are conducted nearly 30,000 people who are gathering and working programs. So many programs there. So now I am going to give an example. You know the saint name Swami Vivekananda? Who knows Swami Vivekananda? Raise their hands. He is a great saint in India. He was. And who is the master for him? So one Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Mahatma, when he became a teacher to Vivekananda, he done so many things. So when we are having our master is Supreme, Paramatma, he is Mahatma. Or we are having Paramatma. So then only we can easily understand what are the things. And the wire is coming. So I am going to write something for you easily understanding. So some logic points for you, and you can also churn about these things. How many Shiv Babas? One or two? Guarantee? Yes. No doubt? So I am here showing two Shiv Babas. Okay? One Shiv Baba. Good pen? Another pen? You give two, three pens to me. Very good. So you want to become Raja or Yogi? Who likes to become Raja, please raise your hands. Who likes to become Yogi, please raise your hands. 50-50. Okay. This design given to us by Dadi Ratan Mohini, for administration especially. So you are now going to become Rajas, you know. So it leaf is there, leaf. So it is having direct rays from Gyan Surya, then Sun of Knowledge. This is Bij Roop, seed. So again I am questioning the same question. Who likes to become yogi? Who are yogis here? Raise your hands. Yogis. Who are rajas? Who are rajyogis? So 50% we have to concentrate here, 50% here. Here this is yogi. So I am writing by mistake yogi. This is Raja. This is Avastha, means our stage. This is Vyavastha. Vyavastha in English, what can I write? Systems are procedures. No, administration means it is like what the program you arranged very management, you can say that, or so when you know about management, then only you will become Raja. When you maintain your stage, then you will become yogi. So 50% we have to concentrate this Sri Baba and 50% here. So of course this race is getting this leaf, but no water. What will happen? It will dry and fell down. So here, this is I am going to say about administration. This is regions, this is countries, this is zones in India, sub-zones, mind centers, centers, Pathshala, classes. So this channel itself you are getting water. I am having direct connection with Baba. Means they are only like sannyasi. Only they are busy with the activities or working about the yajna or something. They are becoming like politician. So until unless we are not having 50-50, these things, you know, we are not going to do any Raja means Gyan Yoga. Only we are getting water. So what will happen? Only water we are getting, there is no sunshine. What happened? That will also fall down. It fully ripe. So check yourself where you are now. Here, here, here. So daily you are listening the classes about this one. Okay? Our avastha ke liye. Now, in this period, I am specially going to bring to your notice about management or administration what the things Dadis had done till now. If you want a big king, so you need to understand our management of three M's. Mind, men, money. In Hindi we are using tan, man, dhan. Mind, men, money. So those people are not having the knowledge about mind management, men management, means hands and money management, they won't become Raja. So if you want to become Raja Bachcha, so both the things we have to balance. Swadarshan Swayam, Raja and mind, intellect and results, and also you have to become Raja and Tan Man Dhan. So yesterday I asked some like you teen people, so your parent, someone had given a car to you, a Mercedes car, CR cost. So when you sat on the chair, on the car, your father, when he watch you, what is he thinking about you when you are sitting in a new car? your teacher, what he is thinking on you. A preceptor means Sadguru, what he is thinking on you. You are getting? No? Your father had given one costly car to you. At that time, what he think? And your teacher, what he think? Who had taught you about driving? And a Sadguru means preceptor. What he think on you? So you check and churn and write down today. It is a good work for you. About Murli, easily we can understand, through the Murli you can understand in which angle Baba is going to preach us, what, which angle. That's why in Hindi we are using, usually says that Sandesh, Adesh, Upadesh, Nirdesh. So don't give orders, no one can listen to you. Don't teach others, they will neglect. And dictators, like a, don't dictate. This is the old fashion. Now only message, sandesh. So for in this area, how Dadi Prakashmani, at the time when, in 2005 also, 2007, Dadi missed us. So 2005 also when we gone to Dadi, if someone ask, Dadi, what is the rate of today's dhania, means coriander? So Dadi is going to tell each and everything. Present market rate, what are the vegetables, what are the things are going on, food grains rate. That is the quality of Raja. So Raja Bacha, you want to become? I am going to concentrate here and I am not touching this area. Okay? You have to know this is interlinking topics. Internal and external. So each and every Dadi, till now also you can go to Dadi Ratan Mohini, Dadi Janaki. At that day, after completing 5 days, she gone in a special flight. 4 places in a big mega program she conducted, and she came back at 4:30, 4:15 p.m. and evening 7 o'clock she is ready for meditation, and next early morning she is ready for 7 a.m. for Murli class. She read the Murli. Sometimes we are thinking, oh, my health is not good, and I am having suffering, I am chillness, I am cold. 104 years Dadi, how is she working? Sometimes I am ashamed so much. Oh, why I missed today Amrut Vela? Why I missed today's class? So that is Raja. So until unless we are not having control in both areas, then only we will be successful. In this regard, any questions? No question. Very nice. Next. I will come to that point. Sure, sure. I got it. Next. Next question. Yes. You know. So, from tomorrow onwards, I will come to you. You have to teach me about how to manage mind. Very nice. Yesterday I gone to, means laukik what you are doing, it is not big work. You are thinking it is very high. I am asking about research. Okay? Research. Okay? Research. Research is higher or search is higher? Very good. Search is higher and research is lesser. I am going to cover your education, means laukik education, alaukik karobar, laukik karobar. Yes? Oh, sorry. So, search is the higher position or a creation? Which one is higher? Until unless there is no creation, where is the search? Okay? About next, creation is higher level or creator? You got it? What is my intention? So when you are having connection here automatically, your laukik is very easy for you. Very, very easy, very, very. Unnecessarily we are bothering, we are putting what? Putting our suitcase on head and train, journey on the train, in the train. Someone had told, why you are putting on head? Why you keep down, you know? No, no, no. If I keep down this one, the train will get more white. So it is very silly. Okay? Again search. Again, don't share with others this one, okay? It's only for you. Our search, again. So, again, you can go the syllabus of the days, syllabus committee. When teachers on education, when question paper, when again you are getting the number. So, when this is a very heavy stuff or tough things. So if you want to go in the deeper way in education, sorry. To give you one work for you, for a research work, this good. Most probably how many countries people gather here? 10, 15 countries, 20? Okay. Dubai? Only one. How many Dubai? Okay. So, 50 years back, how is Dubai? So, this is India. Okay. So, 50 years back, how is India? Okay. So, 100 years back, you can take a country like such countries. Now it is fully advanced. Of course, you can take Japan. How is India? How was India? Again, 150 years back, USA. How was at that time? Or how was India? Other countries like that. So, here, the law of entropy when you see these countries, their culture, education, systems, customs, all these things if you compare here. So you go through the Google or something, you see the whole world, universities list, you bring down. And in each and every university, what they are teaching as syllabus. So you keep in that in mind. So the whole thing will come Baba's knowledge. That is called Brahma Jnana. You have to decode that one. The whole world education syllabus is equal to 1 BK. That thing we have to be dilute or decode. We have to decode these things. So each and every Murli, if you go, how many times you are going to listen that Murli? So usually I am using to try to listen in the various languages. Sometimes I am listening in Hindi or English or Tamil, Telugu, Spanish and Marathi. So each and every time we are going to listen the Murli, we are going to know, understand so many things. So when you want to become Raja, why Baba using Raja Bachcha? So how you will become Raja? Mind, men, money. So how was money? In golden age transactions. Silver age transactions, copper age transactions, iron age transactions, and in corporeal, conferences. When you are not accepting here mind, men, money, you are not going to become ruler of this area. How the transactions are going in confluences, how the money transaction is going on. Len den. Like that, men transactions, mind transaction. It is all basic for this 5,000 years. You are getting? Am I correct or not? I doesn't know. You are all very silently listening. It is going inside, outside. So, whatever the language, whatever the subject you are listening in your school, colleges. So, compare that day syllabus with that day blessing or slogan or in the question and answer or somewhere. You compare and decode with that day Murli, that day your lesson. Then immediately you can do wonders. The other day I was in a traveling about social, one students, like latest young generation, they sat and they are chit-chatting in so many types, you know. So I asked which subject you had taken, sociology. So I doesn't know what is sociology, really I doesn't know. I simply explained what is sociology, that day Vardhan, I explained in that way, that manner, that language. Then they are enjoyed. Oh, you are a professor of sociology? I don't know ABCD about us, even spelling of the sociology. So Baba making us such like a professor, scholar, teacher, caring, sharing, all the things will come. And also each and every second of the day, the other day 15th Baba explained us, so how we have to become an experienced personality. So are you experiencing each and every second, each and every hour, each and every 2 hours, 3 hours? I am going to learning today in my life something new. Then we will enjoy the life, Brahmin life. Usually Brahmin life, some people are getting boring. So why it is getting boring? We are not digesting properly. We are not analyzing. So then automatically you will enjoy. means when we are working in a karma yogi, you can also enjoy through the basic of the day murli. Then if you recollect that points, that is meditation. Okay, within 1 second you can go in a very deep intoxication in meditation. Okay, shall we practice now for 1 minute only? Only 1 minute. You can sit right. Ready? This is called flash meditation. Especially people are liking now this flash meditation. You can also learn, you can teach the others also. The sound you are listening? Are you listening this sound? Okay. Can you start to hear in a distance if any motor or any sound is coming now? Can you able to listen? But not to listen this sound. I am going to break your concentration. If you are listening this one, you are unable to go in that class meditation. So start to listen some silent sound. Continuously you listen that small light sound. Then it will turn into the sweet. Then it will turn into the deep. Any motor sound? Okay. I am going to disturb. Usually in meditation what the people are giving? They are giving some music, soft music to concentrate. No, I am going to disturb to you. This is the logic of this one. Okay? And you have to listen that silent sound. No music. No music. Practical, they have to listen. And then your battery, the soul, is along with Shiv Baba, light and might. These both are going to be charged. So now I am going to give instructions. 1, 2, 3, then charge. Only for 1 minute you practice this one. Then it is very useful to your in lifetime. Ready? Ready to charge? 1, 2, after 3 I am going to give instructions. Afterwards I am going to start some disturbances. So only you have to charge for 1 minute only. 3 Hello, hello, test, hello. Shanti. Om Shanti. Now easily you can open your eyes. Very slowly, don't open fastly. Please open your eyes very slowly. How much time you sat in the meditation or you are in charging? How much time you was it? Nearly 3 minutes you had, more than 3 minutes. You feel that you sat 3 minutes? Because I had given an instruction to you 1 minute. Every 30 seconds I had started to disturb you. More than 6 times I disturbed you. Means automatically 3 minutes. So out of this 3 minutes exercise, what is your thought rate? How was your thought rate? Like this. So that is the beauty of this flash meditation. You can challenge in front of anyone. You can teach them very short and sweet this meditation for the new people also. They will enjoy. They will sit in the deep charging feelings. Then Baba will start to give connection to them. You can start to miracles. So each and every second, if you practice yourself, the 10 Jnana Yukta Yoga, Yoga Yukta Gyan, the meditation on the basis of knowledge, the knowledge we have to be listened on the yogic stage. Then we will enjoy. Okay? Excuse me? You asked about mind management, you know? Money management. So you got money management? No? Very good. So, money management. For this, usually I am going to share this point to, along with surrendered teachers and sisters. So how much money we are having, so 1,000 RS or something, dollars. So how to organize this money to reach our expenditure? So our expenditure is nearly more than $5,000. You are having only 1,000. So each and every pie or money, whatever naya is. So you think that I am having how much? My expenditure is 5,000. So think that this amount bring you had taken from not your parents, from Baba Bandara. Then automatically the economy, how you are going to use that money, how you have to be justify this money, automatically it will come. So when you gone to a temple, you want to put 5 rupees in a Baba's box or a temple box, hundi. There you had watched 500 rupees note from the hundi. The last person, those who had put in that money, they had not properly inserted. So what you will do? You will take that 500, or you are putting your 5 rupees. Both you are taking or both you are putting inside? only put, you are putting only 5 rupees. What's about that 500? There itself you are living. So, here this amount when you think, you know, then automatically Baba will guide you how to use this money. This is not my money, you know. This is not my money. So thousands of experiences I am having when I am having less money. We had done wonders. So you think that here, this money is not mine. So otherwise you had to prepare this one. So 500 I have to put in some charities or Baba's box. Then automatically you will adjust the remaining 500 equal to 5000. Okay, then you will become Raja, King. Otherwise you will become as a slave, servant. Next question. Is it clear for you now? The question which raised you? Again, you repeat?
It was just, it doesn't
matter where we are learning this money. If we learn it only within someone's mind, or if we are studying. No, I had given the answer to you. What you are in the Laukik world working, okay? Laukik management area. Okay, Laukik management, you are going not to compare with Brahma Kumaris. Direct you have to connect with the Supreme Baba. Then automatically we are thinking that Brahma Kumaris are different. I different. You are the partial part of this one. This one is a partial part, not progeny. If you think in that manner, then automatically this management also, what you are doing, what you are studying, what your Laukik job, what your Laukik family, that also coming under this area. So for this one, small example, I am going to conclude you. Usually I am taking this one. What the answer I am going to give one is nearly 4-5 hours. It's simply 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes I am going to conclude. This is pendulum. Okay? You know pendulum? You know? So what is the distance here between here and here? Here it is thinking very less, but here is very long. This is 5000 years time. Okay? Here? How much? Baba says, no, one kalpa is equal to Brahma day, Brahma night. Okay, this is, or you can call as Brahma night or Brahma day. So 5000 years means, that's why when you are watching in the other day Baba Agat Vani, you know, the 24th day and also the 25th morning Baba smoothly repeated the other Abhyakta Vani. So that day Baba sat at 6:30, and next day Baba nearly 9 a.m. So how many hours Baba used that Dadi chariot?
1 day to the next.
Yeah. This is p.m. This is a.m.
This is 5.5 hours. This is 9 hours. 14.5 hours Baba sat in the body of the Dadi Guljar. So for hours here is 14.5 hours. For Baba how much there? For Guljar Dadi how much there? So this is called celestial time. This is pedestrian time. So like that, everything, your education, working, laukik, everything, if you think here it is very hard, when you sit here, then automatically it is very small. Here what you are learning, 1 year education of the 2 years for degree courses or something. How much for year? So we are thinking it is very big task I am managing, big work I am doing. That's why Baba here saying, Aramli is sleeping like that. Oh, bache, what they are doing? So you see, when you sit here, if your stage will come here, the things are will very light for you. Pedestrians, celestial. In each and every area, if you think in this angle, then automatically we will easily, and also you can see this one, root, seed stage, master bij roop. Then when, how much energy we are using, up to 5000 years we have to be give the resources now. From the seed. So where you are spending our energy, mind, money? The last 1 year back I gone to Mumbai, Reliance Energy Services. So they are introducing me. They asked me, what you are doing? I am selling the time and purchasing the time. That is my business. You are selling the money, time, purchasing the time? How it will be happened? I told very simple. You can also practice. Each and everyone is there getting so much of money. So I asked them, you take less salary and the remaining time you ask them, instead of working 8 hours, I am going to work only 6 hours. Please reduce my salary and I am going to purchase that 2 hours with the reduced amount of that salary. Then automatically you can purchase the time. So here the value, time of the time value, both very, very high level, you know, high potentiality. That's why this 5000 years, when it is a very vacuum, you think, you can, when you sit here, then it will become very small. Okay. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Krishna Bhai. Maybe we just have a moment of silence with you. Baba was saying today in the Moli about becoming, in English it was translated to clever and intoxicated in yogi, but in knowledge and yoga, but it was a special word in Hindi, right? Masti, something like that? Mast? No, that's the beloved child, but about being clever in knowledge and yoga, right? Must. It's a nice word, right? So I think Krishna Bhai is a good example for that. And also, you know, Baba always says, when you grind your own ingredients, you will get more intoxication. So you can see how much depth of knowledge and churning there is, and the intoxication of sharing that. So claiming my right to also churn this deeply and get myself intoxicated with my understanding of Gyan and Yoga. Right? So I think it's a big inspiration.
चमक रहा है This is a beautiful song and my favorite song also. Thousands of times I had repeated this song in everywhere. The beauty of this song, the lyrics are like swaman, self-respect. Not self-respect, how we have to give the respect to the others. This music, these lyrics are specially 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes song, this one. So we can prize the others, those who are coming in front of you. You can give a drishti and what the lyrics supporting to you, that blessings and that respect you give to others, then easily they will get intoxication. Tum jaisa aur koi nahi, you are a great person, not like you, no one is there. So Baba came to you, to your door, and he is knocking to give you the inheritance of heaven, like that. So third person you can call, how you have to give respect or you have to give them encourage. That is the beauty of this song. You can repeat, you can listen, and you can translate for this in your language. Thank you. Om Shanti. Okay.
Wasn't that special? Krishna Bhai came specially up from Shantivan to be with us. A lot of effort on his part to come. This is the special attention that the youth get from different seniors who are willing to take time to spend with us. Not every group gets that. So we've just had some input, which means it's good to take some time to digest that. As he was saying, Brahmin life gets boring without proper digestion. So we're going to do something called a fishbowl. Some who've been here may know what that is. So the 13 to 15-year-olds are actually going to have a separate session now. So would you like to lead now? So if the 13 to 15-year-olds can stand up, and Dipti Ben, Poonam Ben, and Bhatia Ben will lead you to your room. So the way that the fishbowl works is we have our outer ring of chairs here that are basically the bowl. And then we'll put the cushions in the middle. And whenever people will be coming in and out of the center, and will be the fish in the middle of the bowl. Okay, so it's a way to have a conversation so that it's not the same speaker speaking, but it's a way for each one of us to be able to share as you wish. It's a very natural flow of a conversation, so I'll give the question in a minute, but the idea is that when you feel like there's something you want to share, you step into the middle of the circle, you share what you would like to say, and then you go back and you take your seat in the bowl. That makes sense? Okay, so the question... Yeah, so if it, people sitting here want to take a chair on the side, and then we'll arrange the cushions in the middle. Okay, great. So everybody has a chair now? Wonderful. So we have about half an hour for this. Is everybody listening? Can we have a moment of silence? Great. So this morning, we've already talked about several things. We've talked about the having a right, what Baba has talked about our rights from this morning's Murli, and we've talked about being a royal child, being a yogi soul, and how all of these three are connected. So this is a chance to explore those connections further and to maybe make it very practical for our lives as you're living now. So the question that we want to discuss and start off with is, how does experiencing my rights change my relationship with myself, Baba, and Drama? Okay, so to repeat it, how does experiencing my rights change my relationship with myself, Baba, and Drama? And I think we'll try to do this without a mic, yeah, in the center. So when you have a thought or an experience from anything we've either listened to this morning or
start with five people inside.
Yeah, then we'll step into the circle. So can we have six brave souls start in the center to start us off? You're not speaking for long, just a thought. Wonderful.
My brave sister here?
Come on, Shiv Shaktis. Great. Yeah, so question again. How does experiencing my rights change my relationship with myself, Baba, and Drama? Yeah, so the activity, as we said, will be sort of like popcorn style in the sense that when you are in the middle, you're the fish in this bowl, you will share your thoughts on that question, whether your personal experience, a question you're thinking about, and then when you're finished speaking, you step out of the circle